Hello, everybody, and it's Alan Levy, and welcome to my show on Blog Talk Radio. I just had to do a little Coldplay. Love this song. Well, hold on 1 second. Let me just get a little more. It's great stuff. Anyway, I want to welcome you this evening to my show on Blog Talk Radio. This is Alan Levy, and very excited to be here with you tonight. Have a very special guest, the one and only, I guess you would have to say the one and only when someone is using the name Awesome, and that is Awesome Zahra. So I'm really excited to speak to her and find out what she's all about. I went to her page on MySpace, which, of course, she's a huge MySpace. I guess she's almost like the queen of MySpace, right? Because I checked out her standing there, and it's quite impressive. So Awesome Zahra will be our guest, will be my guest tonight, and your guest tonight, as you join me on this Alan Levy show on Blog Talk Radio. Before she gets on, I want to cover a couple of things with you, as I generally do on my shows. And the first thing I want to talk about is it's actually, I have a note on the front page, the home page of Blog Talk Radio, and it says, would a blogger prefer to listen than read, or talk than type? And from the onset of Blog Talk Radio, when we kind of thought of this idea, and we said, you know, is it easy? I feel that it's easy to listen than read. I mean, I read all day, and of course I'm on the computer all day. I'm checking out blogs all day, but when it comes down to it, it's easy to listen, and I think it's easy to talk than type. That's just my view. You know, I mean, we do type, and I prepare blogs, and I'm typing all day. I'm typing emails. But, you know, we can sit here on this call, and we'll have a guest, and we're just going to talk, and we're going to chat. And that's what Blog Talk Radio is about. It's the chat. It's the conversation. Yeah, it's a podcast, and ultimately we have the file downloaded, and you can subscribe to it, and it's with an RSS feed and so on. But the essence of Blog Talk Radio is the chat. It's the conversation. It's the interaction between the host or the blogger, whoever's using the platform, and their audience. And that's the key element here. And that's what differentiates Blog Talk Radio from, you know, podcasts and blogs, for that matter. I mean, a blog is a great tool and it's a great device, but it's not live. It's not immediate. It's really not. It's not a perfect form of two-way communication, right? A post is made. People respond to it. They respond to it a moment later, an hour later, a day later. I think with Blog Talk Radio, you have the ability, and I know, of course, because we're seeing that, where people have the ability to interact. With a spoken word, actually, we have people do spoken words. Lamont Carey is a host on Blog Talk Radio, and he's a renowned spoken word artist. But when you write, it's different than when you hear and when you listen. And you put I saw on Awesome Zahra's post, she did a show, and it was quite well received. And someone said, hey, you know, it was really cool to see the voice, to listen to the voice to match the face. And that's an interesting concept. And I think it's quite true. So Awesome Zahra, which we'll see if that is her. Obviously, it's not her real name. We're not quite sure if she'd like to divulge that secret. We're going to try to learn what we can from her, although I have been through her MySpace page, and I will tell you there's not much left to be learned, if you know what I mean. It's quite extensive, very detailed, very thorough, I would say. So Zahra hopefully will be joining us, and we look forward to that. Some of the other things that are going on here, we just if you go check out our blog, and you could check out our blog on blogtalkradio.com, and the blog is there. We've just now moved the blog over to WordPress, and I want to thank Jamie for doing that, you know, and helping us move off the Blogger site. You know, Blogger's a great tool to get started, and that was the first tool that I used when I started my first blog a while ago. Actually, around 6 months ago now. But WordPress is a much better tool, and you know, looking forward to getting a lot more functionality out of the WordPress system. So check out that. I'd also suggest that you subscribe to our blog. And our blog is, you know, is a tool that we use to inform people and, you know, inform people to see what's going on Blog Talk Radio, because there's just a ton of changes going on here. And I think that one of the recommendations I'd have for you is to go onto the blog, subscribe to our blog, and you'll be updated as to what's happening. There's a number of things that I'd like to see done on Blog Talk Radio, and we're making many of these changes happen. But I have to tell you that a lot of the things that we're incorporating, a lot of the changes and modifications come from you. Yeah, I mean, we've got a lot of listeners that are sending us, using the forum to let us know what kind of features they want. Like, for example, we're going to be able to upload files pretty soon. It's one of the key things that we want to do. So if you're a musician, or if you're interviewing a musician and you want to have a file updated, then perfect. Just, you know, you can upload that file and that would be fine, and you'll be able to hear it directly through our system and not through the phone. And you know, so that's one of the things that we've incorporated. The other thing that we're incorporating and we're testing, it's kind of a complicated issue, but it's something that we should be fairly close on, is it's very important for us to start the show when the segment starts. As you know, if you're host on Blog Talk Radio, we ask you to call in a minute or two beforehand to establish the connection on Blog Talk Radio. And, you know, that time, though, is recorded. You're not on air, actually, where you're streamed live until the segment time starts. But what's happening is that some of the hosts are getting on a few minutes early, and, you know, and I think what happens in that regard is the audio file is recorded, and it has to be edited out after. That's going to change. We have a segment starting at the time that you schedule it, and that should be fine. I understand that Awesome Zara is on the phone, and I think I did tell her, in fact, to get on at 10 after.
About Hi. 10 after. Am I late?
You're perfectly fine. No, I really, okay. You know, I wasn't sure if I said 10:05 or 10:10, but I had plenty to talk about.
Oh, awesome.
Awesome. Yeah.
Yeah, okay. How you doing?
Good. How are you? Nice to meet you.
I'm good. Nice to meet you, too.
Great. Thank you. So I wanted to, I gave everybody a little bit of an introduction, who you are. We'll learn a lot more about you, although as I indicated when I got started here, there's not much left for any learning. I mean, after looking at your MySpace page.
Yeah, I kind of lay it all out for everyone. At least I hope I do.
Did you actually fit any more words on that page?
I don't think so.
No.
I'm surprised when I get people that tell me they've actually read the whole thing. It's kind of flooring to me.
Hey, you're popular. And we're going to get into that and why, actually. But the first thing that intrigued me about your show on Blog Talk Radio, because I know you've done two shows, and I listened to both of them, and I enjoyed them, and it was a lot of fun, was I woke up one, I know I woke up or whatever, I came back to my computer, and I see this show. I see that the name of the show is called Let's See If This Shit Works. So I said, wait a minute, I'm getting spammed on my own company site here. What is this? So sure enough, Let's See If This Shit Works. That was a description. We have actually this little filter, which I'm surprised doesn't work. We have like 7 words that you can't say on Blog Talk Radio. I mean, no, you can say whatever you want on Blog Talk Radio, but you can't include it in the guide. And I thought shit was one of them, but I may have taken it because it's so useful of a word. You know, you could do so many things with that. So I said, let's see if this shit works. And that was the show. And it happened to be the most popular show that we have right now on Blog Talk Radio.
I know. Go figure.
So I'm going to...
Yeah, you know, what actually ended up happening was I caught George's show, or Spork, as most people know her, and I thought, wow, this is, you know, really interesting. This is a great way, you know, because there are a lot of people that have said, you know, are you ever going to do a podcast? I had attempted doing something like that, you know, actually a rather long time ago, and it just was difficult for me to do on my own because I didn't have the right equipment to do it. And so I signed up on Thursday and figured, oh, I'll do a show later in the evening. So I got really excited for it, and I posted bulletins, and everybody was like, oh, great, I'm going to call in. Then my numbers didn't work. The numbers that I was assigned to wouldn't, you know, go through saying that it wasn't a legitimate number. And I went, oh, do I need to wait a day? What's going on? And so I just figured I'll reschedule it. And, of course, being who I am, just kind of, you know, last minute, I figured, hey, let's see if this shit works on a different day. I was like, let's try it. Yeah, and I was such a moron. I didn't realize that when I called in that I was automatically going to be connected as being the host. And so I looked at the little thing that said, you know, click on the microphone to connect yourself with someone. And so I clicked on my microphone and ended up muting myself for the first, like, 12, 13 minutes of the show. So that's why there's a big blank, because I was going, what the heck did I do?
Right.
Yeah.
Well, it's, you know, we designed this site, you know, it's only 2 months old, this site. So
it's already booming, too. It's amazing.
Yeah, I'm really excited by it. And you know what? I'm excited by it, but I'm excited that the people using it are excited by it. I mean, I checked out your site, and the comments on it are great.
Oh, yeah. No. People were just kind of surprised at what I sounded like, or I think that they had an opinion. What's really awesome, you know, I'm probably going to say that a lot because I happen to say awesome a lot, but what's really awesome is that I actually have readers from everywhere. I have readers that are from England and readers that are from Australia and readers that are stationed, like, in the Philippines or in Korea, you know, because they're military. And so I get people that listen to me from everywhere, and when they got a chance to listen to me, they're like, well, I didn't realize you'd have an accent. And I thought, I was thinking, well, that's really weird. And I looked, oh, you're from Australia. And apparently I do have an accent to them.
I would have an accent
to me.
That's funny.
Yeah.
You're from California.
Absolutely. I'm from Ventura, California, right? Pretty much smack dab in the middle.
I'm from New York originally. So if you live up in Massachusetts, you have an accent. But you don't have an accent.
I'm just, you know, California, yeah.
Yeah, that's so funny. But you know what's really cool about it is that people can listen all over the world live to your shows.
Yeah.
I mean, they may be sleeping or whatever, but
it's
your audience doesn't sleep, though, right?
I'm sorry?
Your audience doesn't really sleep.
I have ones that are everywhere, so yeah, it doesn't matter. I get emails every single hour of the day from different places. I keep forgetting, you know, when I have people that are in England, they're like 8 hours ahead of time of where I am. So when I'm just getting started in the morning, it's in the evening for them. There are people that tell me, well, I stay up until you post something. And I thought, wow, you kind of forget that people live in the future.
I know. It's amazing. And how long have you been doing? Now, first of all, are you awesome, Zara, because you just say awesome all the time?
Now, it's kind of a strange story. I had a guy that emailed me, and this is over a year ago. This is probably about March of last year, and his name was Awesome Tim. And one day he had posted a bulletin saying that he was bored. If anybody had any riddles, he's really into riddles, to send them to him. And, of course, I have, you know, a great one. And so I sent it to him, and he didn't know the answer. And I said, well, I'll give you the answer if you tell me that Zara owns you. So he said, okay, and he left me a comment saying, Zara owns me. Please tell me the answer to the riddle. Shortly after that, I said, well, do I need to have, you know, what's the word now? Of course, I'm going to blank on the word. Do I need to have references to prove that I'm awesome, or can I just be awesome too? And he says, well, since you own me, I'll make you awesome. And there was a small group at the time that they had formed, him and a couple of his friends, called Only the Awesomes. And everyone that was in the group was awesome, whoever, and I would happen to be the fifth person. And then I deemed my sister and a couple of other people awesomes as well. And so it was just a joke. So that name has been my screen name for long since before I decided I was going to start blogging, you know, to try and get attention. So now I'm committed to it. I can't really walk away from it.
You're like a typecast now.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I get, you know, emails that are like addressed Miss Awesome or your awesomeness. And so I find it tickles me. I think it's funny. My daughter, since I don't usually refer to her by her first name, I tend to refer to her as Midget just to give her a little bit of privacy. I nicknamed her Awesome Midget. So she'll tell you, you know, her name. She goes, also people call me Awesome Midget. So
how old is she?
She's going to be 6 on Friday.
Oh, she's going to have to come on one of your shows.
Absolutely.
Yeah, we have a lady here. She has her daughter on all the time. It's fun. The daughter's a riot.
Yeah, my kid is quite possibly even more of an attention whore than I am.
What's a quintessential ENFP?
Quintus said, you know, it started when I first met my friend Brandon. I met him online. One of the first things he did is he sent me a link to take a test, and the test is MBTI. It's Myers-Briggs Typology, and it's based on the studies of Carl Jung. And it basically says that everyone falls into a certain type of personality. You're assigned four letters. My four letters happen to be ENFP, which stands for I'm an extroverted, intuitive, feeling, perceptive. And it just, when I read it, you know, I was always really into astrology, but when I read this particular study and I started reading more and more into it, I was like, this is exactly me. Now, not only am I, you know, an ENFP, I'm an Aquarius. And so if you look at the characteristics for an Aquarius and the characteristics for an ENFP, they're almost identical. So I'm like, you know, I am like a whammy. I'm a double whammy.
How does one get this make this determination?
There's actually
I wanted to know what I was.
There is a link. In fact, there's a link right there where it says I'm the quintessential ENFP. If you want to figure out what you are, you can click on it.
Yeah.
It'll go to it. It gives you, I think, 72 or 74 yes or no questions, and it assigns you your letters.
I'll do that at another time.
And then I basically judge everybody based on what their letters are.
Oh, you do? So you judge them before, you know, you get this and then you judge them, and then it's their job to kind of like overcome that.
I actually think that it's really interesting when you get the letters, because people really the type when you and then you when you read about the personality types, you start to say, oh, you definitely are, you know, this. And the only people who tend to resist being labeled are people that are extroverted. I'm probably one of the few people that's okay with being labeled. Most extroverts are like, oh, no, you can't, you know, you can't determine me on a bunch of letters. But it's a rather interesting test.
Sounds
it's one
really
of,
cool. Well,
it is.
Yeah, let me just say that we have Awesome Zara on the Alan Levy Show on Blog Talk Radio. And if anyone would like to call, we'll take some calls later in the show. It's 347-677-0649. That's 347-677-0649. Now, how many people subscribe to your blog, and how many readers do you have, would you say?
Right now I have over 3,200, which is really, when you consider how many profiles are on MySpace, it's a drop in the bucket. And I know I have people that are, I have, you know, almost, I think, 2,000 friends on my friends list now. And I don't approve everybody. So, I mean, I could probably have double what I have right now, but I just don't, I tend not to approve profiles that are geared towards promotion. I like to have people, you know, if they're going to be, a, you know, quote unquote friend, then I'd like them to be friendly. And so I tend to just approve people that are going to, you know, get something out of maybe my bulletins, or get something out of reading what I have to write. Yeah.
They seem to be very active. I mean, the people, they're commenting all the time.
I have quite possibly one of the most amazing audience of readers that anyone, any writer could ever dream for. I just have some of the most amazing people. And doing the writing has connected me with some of just the smartest, most interesting, and really diverse group of people. I have just amazed. I can't even begin to start how much I appreciate what this has brought to me, as far as the people that have really come to me and get something out of my writing. Because there are people that don't comment that will email me and give me their perspectives, and it's just it's fantastic.
It's amazing. You know, I see you do this question of the day. I mean, one thing because I went into the ranking and I saw you like one of the top bloggers. But we have people here that have like 40,000 friends, and but they don't have an active blog because they just it's promotion and so on. And
yeah,
you have
right.
A very active one. It's great.
I do. I post every day, and it's something that I've been doing since January of this year. The rankings have become rather skewed. There is a program that anybody can go and download, and what it does is it'll refresh your page. And so the rankings now, it's really hard to determine. You know, there are people that question the legitimacy of the rankings. You know, are you really there because you have that many people reading you, or are you refreshing the page? So I don't put a lot of stock in the rankings anymore. They were really important when they first came along, which I believe was at the beginning of this year. And when I first started it, I didn't even notice the rankings. Someone had to tell me about it, and then it became like a big goal, like a game for me.
So what do you do? Like, this is obviously a lot of effort and a lot of work, and it's a passion of yours, but what do you do? Do you work?
I do. I work Monday through Friday. I work 7:30 to 3. I work with adults that have developmental disabilities. So I have a group of four individuals that I pick up. They have a job that they go to. They also attend classes at the local junior college. And what I basically there, I'm called a job coach, but what I basically do is I help to make sure that they're doing well in their courses. We do community integration, so they have activities that they do throughout the week. Just being there to assist them, it is one of just the most rewarding experiences. I've been doing it for just over 4 years now. Absolutely love it. I have a couple that have Down syndrome, one that is just mild mental retardation. I have another one that has cerebral palsy. So they're all different and very unique, and it's given me the opportunity to really become a part of that community, because people with developmental disabilities are a very strong, close-knit community, and it every day, it's like you can't have a bad day. When you have people that come up to you and really appreciate you for what you're doing and for the help that you're giving them, it's just amazing. So not only do I have what I do when I decided to write, but I have also a really great job as well.
It's amazing. No, that's very commendable. People are so busy. There's such an overload of everything, information and everything else in the society, and you give back, it's clear, and that's great, and you enjoy it, which I guess it's the only way you could really do it, right?
Yeah.
Yeah,
considering they do not pay very well, so yeah.
Right. So
of course.
The other thing that's interesting is you've got like half the girls, guys and girls, it's like 50-50 on your site, it seems. I mean, I don't know the real numbers, you probably know them better, but it's very, very, it seems equal.
It's incredibly diverse. I have probably every possible demographic covered. And that was one of the things that I did when I first was writing, was if I had a piece that was geared towards maybe, racial conflict, I would go into certain groups or, certain demographics. You can search through MySpace and you can search through profiles, and the advanced searches will allow you to select certain age groups or certain race groups or certain orientations, sexual orientations. And so that was one of the things I did, was I really, whenever I would write something, I looked for that demographic. I looked for somebody that would get something out of it. And now I have everyone. I have, straight people, lesbians, gays. I have people that are white, black, Mexican, Asian.
Yeah.
I have people from every corner of the world. It's really, really cool. And
really?
You can look at it just with my comments.
Yeah,
you can see that every single person is different.
You're going to have you run for office.
I'm sorry?
You're going to run for office of some sort.
No, I could never do that. Too many illegal things going on.
So we got to talk about some of those too, right? So you had the question of the day today. I saw the topic is what would you pay a premium for, and you had a lot of comments on that.
I was amazed. Yeah, I never know what.
I have one. I thought about it. I don't know if it was that. I think it was. It has to be Heinz ketchup. That was.
Yeah. That was actually in there, a couple of people that did say that. And I know that I think there are people think maybe, there are people that expect reciprocation to know that they're being listened to, but I read every single comment that's left for me. Maybe a couple of days later when a piece is old and I get older comments, it's kind of hard to find them if they are not, the last comment on the blog. But there are people that have come to me and they'll say, well, I don't know if you've paid attention. And I'll say, well, 2 months ago you left this comment on my piece. And they're like, wow, you remembered it. And I was like, yeah, if anybody adds something, that's what I'm looking for. I'm looking for every different opinion. How can you call yourself open-minded if you're not willing to listen to what other people have to say?
Yeah.
So it's like, that's what I'm looking for.
Well, it sounds like that too. And you also take the time to respond to the comments yourself, which is good. Because you're getting you're getting a lot of comments and interaction.
Yeah, I respond as much as I can. I'll be honest, though, if I'm having a bad day, if I'm having just, personal crisis or whatever's going on, you won't see as many comments from me. Or if I don't really feel like I have something to add, you won't see, me comment on every single piece.
Will you blog every, let's say you don't feel good about it, will you still blog, or you feel like it's a commitment you need to do?
Absolutely. What happens is I tend to write whenever something hits me, and so sometimes I may have five ideas in my head, and I'll write five pieces. Everything is written in advance. I have probably about seven pieces that are just what I call on deck. And so if I'm having a bad day and I don't write something, I have something for backup. And so,
Is that how you approach your show, say, on Blog Talk Radio? Because this is a whole different – what do you think of this platform for you? I mean –
I think it's really interesting as far as people being able to interact. You know, maybe I think when I write so much that people begin to think of me as a machine more more than a person. They're like, well, she posts every day. You know, this couldn't possibly be a person. And so it's an opportunity for me to show, you know, hey, I'm just a, you know, schizo. I have, like, so many things going on in my head. There are people that are like, when I listen to your show, you don't keep one topic. You know, but that's how my brain works.
That's perfect.
Yeah, I'm just thinking about everything. I've got to figure out a way, I think, to make it a little easier. I will say that one of the main complaints about the show is that whoever calls in, I take the calls. And so I haven't learned how to, you know, maybe not answer a call or wait or put somebody on hold. And eventually I'll figure that out, and so it won't sound as chaotic. But for right now, I was just so excited to get callers. I'm picking up every single call.
Oh, you had tons.
Sure.
Yeah. You had tons. I was listening, and it was great. And they were funny, you know. It's good to, you know, you create a schedule. It's almost like, as I was just thinking, as you were talking about blogging and you lay out the issue of the day you want to talk about and structure, that's how you do one of these shows, really. You just have an outline. I have guests all the time, you know, and I personally have guests that are hosts on Blog Talk Radio because I want to promote them, and we're constantly sending, you know, shows out to different people to check out Blog Talk Radio, this new medium. So, you know, and it's the show's featured. And you're on our feature page, but you're not there because you don't have another show scheduled. We should schedule another show.
I'm trying to figure out, and one of the things that I'm trying to accommodate is that I have people that are on, you know, East Coast, West Coast, Central Coast. And also one of the considerations that I have to take in is I need as much privacy as possible. Where I am at right now, I am living with my family. I'm living with my mother and my father and my sisters and my daughter. And so it gets really loud and noisy and chaotic in the household, and I'm trying to find a time when it's a little bit quieter. My daughter, if she sees me on the phone, she's going to think, you know, I can just jump in. Anybody who's called me, any one of my friends who's called me has known that if they call me, that my daughter is going to be a part of the conversation because she's like, what's going on? And so I'm trying to schedule something. Yeah, I'm just trying to schedule something where maybe she's either asleep. If I schedule something later for me, which would be about 10 o'clock Pacific time, you're looking at 1 o'clock in the morning.
Right, it may be too late for some of your East Coasters.
Exactly. And so right at this point, I'm just trying to figure out, you know, what's going to be the best timing for me, because I want to include everyone. I want everyone to get a chance to, if they want to call in and, you know, harass me, they get an opportunity to do so.
That's
definitely
right. Well, they can do that tonight at 347-677-0.
And I have posted bulletins, so my people should be calling in.
Okay, well, that's fine. That's okay. I'm used to getting no people. No one calls my shows. Except my guests. Because I am not a blogger. You know, I never wrote a blog before.
Oh, I think more people would be kissing your ass, though.
Well, they could soon. I'm waiting for it. It's hard over the phone line here. But, yeah. I mean, I called some shows. There was once a show. We launched on August 1st, and we were written up in some tech called TechCrunch. It was this big website. It's the most popular blog. There's 120,000 links to it. Mm-hmm. And it came out, and this website just got bombarded. It was amazing. I mean, and I saw that we had shows from 25 countries, hosts setting up shows. And it's just phenomenal. And one of the early shows was the Los Angeles Fire Department. And the LAFD actually does a show on Blog Talk Radio. You can't imagine it. But on Sunday afternoons, they do it.
Mm-hmm.
And they do it because they're talking about public policy, you know, fire prevention. And then there was another show on the site, which was Two Guys with Testicles. That was the name of the show. And Two Guys with Testicles.
Because, you know, guys would never have testicles.
Right, exactly. I said, oh, no, here it goes. I'm going to lose the LAFD now because I've got a show and a guide next to them. It's Two Guys with Testicles. So I called up the show because they got on. They went on. They actually were live. And literally no one in the world heard about Blog Talk Radio. Okay, so I called the show. He goes, hey, wait a minute. We got a call here. And hello? I said,
hello.
Yeah, hi. Who's this? You know, they're like, hey, I'm listening to your show. You're kidding me. And I said, what is your show? He goes, what are you guys doing? We're just two guys with testicles. Hilarious. Hold on, we do have a call. This may be one of your peeps. Hello, you're on Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, Al, it's me. It's Sam from Copper Talk.
Oh, Sam. Okay, how you doing, Sam?
How you doing, Sam?
Pretty good. I just wanted to, you know, call in and say, I haven't heard Austin Zara's show, but I'm really looking forward to it because I am just so impressed with this, you know, with this program that I think that, you know, there's really an opportunity for, you know, a great, great thing and a revolution. You know what I'm saying?
I appreciate that. Sam does a show on Blog Talk Radio also. He just finished a second show. He did tonight, right? Copper Talk.
Yeah, I mean, it's I just, you know, I go on. I'm not a blogger or anything. I mean, but I have an opinion, and I just talk. It's me and a bunch of guys, and we hang out, and we just come up with ideas. And we have a party on Friday night. We're gonna go do a live show from there, and why not? You know what I mean? It's anything.
Yeah, well, Zara, what do you think of that? I mean, it's.
Hey, I think anything that gets the, you know, people talking, gets people thinking, that's a great thing.
Yeah.
You know, I have no problem with any type. You know, because one of the things that I'm really into is movies. And so there's every possible genre of movie. Not everybody's going to like one thing. Not everybody's going to like another thing. But there's something out there for everyone. That's what's really great about this opportunity.
Yeah, there's just like 40 genres on Blog Talk Radio. It's just unbelievable. We had a guy just on before who was a lawyer, Legal Sanity. And we've got, we had a guy doing weather, a weather service show. Crazy, the weather service.
Ooh, exciting.
Yeah, it's exciting. Yeah, that was a barn burner. That just that brought the ratings.
Hey, but
down.
There, you know, there is a place for everything.
Well, let me
you know,
just tell
there
you
really
one
is.
Thing. I want to tell you, there's a show, the second most popular show on Blog Talk Radio, because Awesome Zara, you are number one right now as we speak. Congratulations.
Congratulations.
I have to give you the kudos. Is the NG Radio Show, okay? And I had to ping the guy today because he's been number one for a month, and finally he's not. I was waiting for someone to take over. But he has his NG Radio. They're Bollywood guys. They review Indian films.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, and he had 1,600 RSS downloads.
Oh wow!
Wow.
From nothing, just like one show on September 3rd, which was, you know, a year ago, basically in the life of Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, exactly.
So it's just amazing. I think the reach here is going to be pretty good. In terms of people being able to be empowered.
Well, I'm fortunate that I have the built-in audience. If I post a blog that says, hey, I just did a show, and I have, you know, the 3,200 people, you know, that subscribe to me, there's going to be at least, you know, a quarter of that are going to say, hey, I'm going to check it out. And so I've been fortunate to have that built-in audience already. And you're going to get more people from MySpace that are going to be doing that. And there's going to just, it's going to explode.
Yeah, well, I think so. I mean, and that's great. And you know what I like, and also with Sam's show, it's good content. It's like you have something to say. You're interesting people. You know, you are. And I had a call.
Yeah, my first show was about anal. No.
Yeah, fine. Okay.
I had something to say.
I missed that show. Was that? No, your first show was Let Me Shit.
Let's see if this shit works. Yeah, we just kind of talked about everything, and I had a couple of my real loyal readers that called in. Babs has been reading me for quite some time now, so it was really great to be able to hear her voice, because it's not just for me, it's not just about them hearing my voice. It's, you know, I finally get to connect with people that have been reading me for a long time, that have been commenting, where I feel like I know these people.
Right.
You know,
oh,
and so
cool.
It's just for me, it's a chance to really kind of connect with people just as much as it is for them to connect with me.
You should, like, do a show which allows you to just listen to a new person every time, like just have a, you know, just every show someone else.
I'm trying to get, yeah, I'm trying to kind of coerce some of my friends that know me, because I think, you know, a lot of people know me online, but there's, you know, they think maybe I don't have a personal life. And I was able to get on my first show towards the end of the show, and one of the people that called in was Kimmy, and I know her in person, and so she's kind of able to add some, you know, real life stuff that I think she knows me. And then my second show, I was able to get my friend Seth to call in. So towards the end of the show, it's more or less me and him kind of kvetching about, you know, stuff that we know that nobody else would know about. But yeah, and some of my regular readers, that's what I'm doing. I'm suggesting, hey, you know, I'd like to have a different sidekick every time I do a show. I want to have one of my regular readers that comes on that will just kind of banter with me like they do online.
Exactly. So. That's a good thing. And the other thing is on the shows, and I know Sam has it on his blog, on his host channel, you should put a link to your blog on your host channel on Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, yeah. Interesting. Yeah, I didn't think about that.
If we have a profile. You have a link. You can actually link to that, or you can link to other things. I know you've got this other awesomezara.com, but your MySpace page, you should link there. Because when people come to Blog Talk Radio and they're checking out your show, they want to go to your – we'll drive traffic to your page.
Oh, definitely.
You know, so – well, Sam, thanks for calling. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Al.
I appreciate it. I'm looking forward to your next show. This guy's hilarious. Copper Talk. When's your next show? Friday night?
Next show, well, the big show is Friday night. The next show is tomorrow at 6. It's a small one, but the big one's Friday night at 11.
And what's on store? Is Alec Baldwin going to be speaking with Kim Jong-il again?
I think you might hear a little bit of Kim Jong-il. You might hear some Alec Baldwin. You might hear a whole lot of new stuff.
And who's it? Matt Damon is a frequent guest on your show.
Matt Damon.
Yeah, exactly. Matt Damon.
Matt
Damon.
Exactly. All right, Sam, thanks for calling.
Thanks, Al.
I appreciate it.
Yep, bye.
I was listening to your show the other before, and it was hilarious. So, again, he goes, I don't think anyone's listening to me. So I call up. I said, well, you know, I'm the guy. I have to listen to all the shows, which I enjoy, by the way. So, you know, I had a funny thing.
Enjoy it while you can, because as soon as it does blow up, you're not going to have as many opportunities to cover. I mean, pretty soon there's going to be so many people. You're not just going to be able to call in like you do now.
You think so?
Yeah, it gets really hard for me, and I don't have, you know, I feel like I don't have that many people, and it's hard to keep track of people. I always feel guilty when I can't keep track of people. You know, I lose track, and then I think, oh, man. And then it's funny when I know when I have my regular readers, and then I know when one of them hasn't called in or, excuse me, written in, and it's like I go and I check on them, like, are you okay? Did I write something that offended you? And I have written stuff that's offended people before, and people have come to me and said, well, I'm not going to read you anymore because you offended me with something that, you know, one of your opinions. And I think that's just as great as people that agree with me. Something, anything, you know,
definitely.
Getting people to
conflict
think.
Is
yeah.
Good. Conflict is good.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I've been trying, actually, I'm going to keep this secret, so I don't know
if
I can do it, but I had somebody that not too long ago wrote a disparaging or kind of like a hate blog against me. And, you know, I've tried after it kind of blew up, and then my main concern with it is that the picture that I use for my default right now, you can actually see my daughter in the corner of the picture.
Yeah, I saw that.
And he used the picture, and he kind of, you know, had a little disparaging comment to it. Mm-hmm. And that, you know, as much as I do, like, one of the things that's really hard for people when they start seeing you on a top page, they start thinking, well, maybe you're kind of, you know, they have free rein to say whatever they want about you. They forget that you're a person. You're a person that's trying to live your life. And I didn't want my daughter dragged into that. I bring my daughter in, and I kind of feel like this is my opportunity to share my life with you. Please, you know, and so my main request is please respect that. And so I had a little problem, and was able to successfully get the post against me pulled from MySpace because it was a violation of their terms of service by using a picture without my permission. And but I did write to him, and I said, you know, look, one of the problems that we're having as bloggers right now is that there are now court cases that are coming to the attention that if you do write these blogs where you're using someone's name and you're using someone's picture, that it's libel. And there are bloggers that are being pulled into court right now and being successfully sued for basically libeling another person. And so I said, you know, I can understand if you had a problem with what I had to say, and that's completely okay, but please don't, you know, bring my daughter into this. Don't bring, you know, my personal life into it. And have emailed with him a few times and completely understand his point of view. You know, I am more than happy to listen to somebody's opposing point of view, and there have been several people that have written stuff about me that, you know, they don't like me, and that's okay. But it's kind of like there's a very fine line, you know, that I think that people should respect and not cross. And one of the things that I was trying to get him to do recently is I said, you know, I just started this radio show, and I would love to have a show where you and I talk about what happened. And so a lot of people think, you know, we're going to get on there and argue, but I understand his perspective, and I want him to have an opportunity to maybe come on and talk about why he doesn't like, you know, the top bloggers or what they do, or, what he thinks that they represent, and then I would get my opportunity to say what my position was on it. And unfortunately, I don't. I don't think I've been. I don't think I've been very successful. I'm still trying to convince him. You know. He's on the East Coast. I'm on the West Coast. So a lot of it is timing, and just trying to convince him to do it, because I think people would really like to hear that. You know, I'm. Like I said, I'm all for having somebody say, I don't agree with what you're doing. Please come on and tell me why. Let other people hear why. A lot of times, inflection is not heard when somebody posts a piece. And so it may have been, you know, that it was meant to be tongue-in-cheek and it didn't come off that way. So, you know, here's your opportunity to really, you know, expand your point of view. And I'm more than willing and open to hear it. And, you know, as long as you give me a chance to have my counterpoints on what
right.
I have to
and
say.
And look how efficient it is. You're actually doing it on Blog Talk Radio because it's immediate. You could resolve this issue and move on. It's more productive, right? You post, okay, maybe he'll respond in a couple of days, and then you come back, and everyone gets reads. I mean, I don't know. You guys, it sounds like it's a great idea.
Send well, again,
email. I'll have him come
yeah,
on
and even
Blog Talk Radio.
In comments, you know, people can read a comment wrong. People will skim it and not get the right idea from it. Whereas when you're online, you can say, wait, or, you know, when you're on the phone with somebody, you can say, you know, wait, you're not, you know, you're misinterpreting what I'm trying to say. This is really what I mean. And I think it's just an excellent opportunity because there's so much that you get out of the inflection in someone's voice that you might miss in the written word.
Sounds like you're really hung up on this thing. I mean, was he... like a major, is he a big blogger himself? I mean, is he noted?
Oh, no. No. It was just, it was one of those things where I think it bothered me because I felt like it was unwarranted. Yeah, you know, he was saying stuff that I think I already knew or that everybody already knew. Basically, was saying that I was an attention whore. Well, duh. I think I've been pretty, you know, when I blog every day and I post bulletins
right.
and you have, you know, you can look at my page, which is a complete and total promotion for myself. I think it's pretty obvious that I'm an attention whore. You know, so. And I was actually, I was not his first.
What is that in the ENFP, by the way? The E is definitely
it's
right.
It's the E. It's the E,
it's
yeah.
The E, not the NFP?
Okay. Yeah, it's the extrovert in me.
You're the extrovert, okay. You have to
definitely.
Add a few more letters, actually.
Well, you know, I wasn't even his first target, and you know, one of the other people that he targeted was another blogger. And what I thought was interesting is that the people that he decided to target me and another blogger, and I'll give her a plug, Christy Lynn,
okay.
who
we
writes.
Have a call. Maybe
right.
Christy. No. You want me to take a call?
Sure, absolutely.
Hold on. Hi, you're on Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, well, it's Christy, but it's not the same Christy.
Ah, hello, Christy.
Hi, you know me as Chi-Chi.
Hey, how you doing?
Good, how are you?
I'm great. Thanks
Chi-Chi,
for calling
how
in.
How are you?
You got to ask me something like really dirty or
yeah.
I don't know. Let's punch this up.
Chi-Chi, you got to spice it up.
Do you want to know, I was hoping you'd do a blog for me, actually. Because I can't bring this up myself because I have certain people on my profile, their family members that might freak out.
Okay.
But I was reading some of your blogs, and I actually went on your site today and found, you know, some of your old writings, was reading through them, and nobody's breached the topic of women having men go down on them. And I'm like one of those strange women who hates it.
I don't like it, yeah.
There
I've written about that.
Women about, like, me out there. And you tell guys, and their first response is immediately, oh, you just haven't had it done right.
You just haven't had me.
Oh, my God. Don't tell me these things. I'm sick of hearing this. It's not you. It's not any specific guy. I just don't like it.
Exactly.
How about the other way around?
You know, and I've written about that a couple of times.
Oh,
yeah.
Interesting.
I'm definitely a giver, not a receiver.
I don't know. It's probably a common.
You know,
thing,
and
right?
Wait, hold on. And then the question that came up actually when you read some of the comments, and I know that what happens when I transfer my pieces from MySpace to my own personal website, the comments get deleted. But a lot of the comments were basically saying, at least from men's perspective, is they were saying it's an issue of control. It's an issue of giving, you know, being willing to give up control. And supposedly, if you really love someone, or if you're really close to them, or you really trust them, that you're going to be willing to give up control. I will admit that as far as the giving side of me, it is a lot about control. And I don't know if the receiving is so much. I just, it doesn't do as much for me as other things do. So it's kind of like, well, you have to respect, as much as I have to respect your desire to want to give, you have to respect my desire to not want to receive. So, yeah, I don't know. It's a some people believe
sense.
It's just a question of control.
That totally makes sense because I'm a total control freak, and everybody that knows me would tell you that. So
maybe that's like, you know, a comfort zone that you have to walk out of. I mean, do you allow people to try, or is it always like, no?
I'm married now, so my husband kind of gets that that's just not an option, so he doesn't bother anymore. But I would think
that he'd be okay with that. That's less work for him.
Does it bother him?
You know, he says it does. He says because he really likes to do it. And I'm like, it does nothing for me.
Well, you know, if he really likes to do it, and you know, give him an opportunity to every once in a while, then.
Well,
do you allow
you
him
know,
to every once in a while?
It's a very special occasion that I will.
Okay, then. And is he not happy with that?
No, you know, he gets other things that most women don't do, so he's very happy.
Lucky man.
And how did you come across? You read Zara's site a lot?
I do. I actually just came onto MySpace in the summer, and I started looking at the blogs because that's my entertainment in the morning when work is slow. I started going through the top bloggers to see, you know, what other people were outside of my friends list, what they were saying, and I started reading hers, you know, a couple of days in a row, and you know, she has a lot of opinions, and she's, you know, very bold and says what she thinks, and that's the way I am. So I liked her. I started reading her all the time, and I
Thank
subscribed,
you.
And then recently she started doing the show, and I'm like, why didn't I get the bulletin? I'm like, oh my God, I never added her to my
friends list. You know, a lot of people do that. They see me, you know, if they see me on the rankings or whatever, and they're like, they subscribe to me, and then they kind of interact with me through the blog. And I've had it happen to me myself where I'll have a really great comment from someone, and then I'm like, oh wow, you know, and I won't go to their profile to leave them a comment, and I get that little, you are not on this person, or you need to be on this person's friends list to leave a comment. Like, wow, we're not friends.
Yep. So
thank you for calling. We got another call. I appreciate
awesome.
You calling.
All right. Bye.
Thanks. Bye.
Bye, TT.
Okay. Hold on, take another call. Let's see. Hi, you're on Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, I'm Arashi. Huge fan of Awesome Zara's blog.
Thank you.
I think,
what's your name again? I'm sorry.
Arashi.
Arashi. Okay.
Arashi, you've been reading me for a while too, darling.
Yeah, I remember you sending me a message because I posted a bulletin supporting you, so yeah. You're the best blogger ever, so what can I say?
You are the lady that has the great big, gorgeous smile. And like all of your pictures, you have a really nice, wide smile. I know your picture. from looking at you. I'm serious. See, people think I don't pay attention to this stuff.
Oh,
I absolutely
do. Paid attention. I'm just like very flattered because, yeah, you are basically my writing idol.
Oh my god!
Becoming a writer, and I read your blogs, and you're like my muse. So.
Thank you.
Yeah.
How long have you been reading them?
I'm not exactly sure. At least 6 months.
For a while. Yeah, I would. I'd say that you're one of my longer readers.
Yeah,
sure.
I got addicted. I was kind of looking on the top blogs because I just noticed they had it. And I think you were number two, so I click on it, and I'm like, holy shit, this is better than the books I read.
Yeah, do you have anything you want to ask Sarah at this great opportunity on Blog Talk Radio? Any big questions?
Hit me, darling. Anything you're curious about.
Anything. Any topic. We already
I don't care.
Interesting one.
I'm thinking, really. I just was really excited at the prospect of actually, for one thing, just calling you on and air how much I love your blogs because I'm a huge fan, but...
That's good enough.
Oh, have you ever run into a celebrity and gotten, like, shell-shock? This is going to sound so stupid. Do you ever watch Mad TV?
Yes, I do.
Okay. I was in the mall one time, and I saw Deborah Wilson from Mad TV, who was one of the original cast members. And one of the first things I saw was this, you know, rather attractive woman standing there, and I noticed her tattoos. And she's got a great big tattoo, you know, a sleeve that goes down one arm. And I was like, oh, that's Deborah Wilson. And, of course, I go up, and I acted like a complete moron. I'm going, I love you. You're so funny. I love how you do Oprah. And she's like, she's looking at me. She's like laughing. She's really nice. And she's like, well, shake my hand. I'm really a real person. I remember thinking, oh wow, that's so neat.
Yeah.
I've been watching you for years.
Probably my only bragging right for meeing celebrities was on 6606, one of my favorite bands, AFI, was doing playing. And I wrote a blog about this at one point. But basically, I got some really dim-witted luck and bought the 666 CD.
Huh?
So, yeah, that was really interesting. I got a poster and my picture taken for the site, but they still haven't played up, even though it's been, like, how long now?
Yeah.
But I do believe I was shaking. I'm like, hi, I'm Arashi.
Well, you know, I live in New Jersey, so I live near New York City, and my wife and I were at Time Warner Center having drinks before dinner one night, and Lionel Richie walks in to the bar.
Oh my!
And my wife,
I lose my mind.
My wife loves Lionel Richie, you know, and I'm not a huge fan, but. You know, she loves him, and okay, fine. So he's sitting over there.
He's an icon.
He's
you
an
know,
icon, right?
Yeah.
He's amazing. So it was, I think it was her birthday. I think it was her birthday. And I said, Jane, do you want to meet him? She said, get out of here. I mean, stop. Forget Alan. You're crazy. No, I mean, but as I was saying that, she was looking over him with, you know, because he's an icon. It's her dream. So... I said, excuse me, one minute. No, actually, he gets up and he walks from one side of the bar to the other, walks right by my table. I stop him. I say, Mr. Richie, and I extend my hand. He shakes my hand. I said, my wife loves you. And he hugged, and I said, it's her birthday, and I think he hugged her. And my wife was just, you know, melted away.
Oh,
you know, that's huge, right?
Yeah.
But they're people. The point I'm saying is that they're people. Like, some of them are not nice, but... He couldn't have been nicer.
You know, I can completely understand the ones that are not nice because, you know, one of the people that I really actually like a lot now is Christina Aguilera. But if you look back on what people used to say about her, she could be as angry as she wants at people. People said some really over time, said some really horrible stuff about her. And it's like, I don't know why I'm bitching when I get like three or four blogs that are written about me that are bad.
Yeah.
When you think about, they just make so many assumptions. And one of the things that people are so quick to do is, well, you're public property. They all of a sudden decide, well, I can say anything that I want about you because you're out there, so you must be asking for it. And it's like, you know, there really is that invisible line of respect that you really shouldn't cross. There are certain things that you shouldn't say. You can say I don't like the music. You can say I don't like what she has to say. But, you know, some of the things that I used to read about her, just horrible stuff, you know. And I can completely sympathize when there are the celebrities that are not so nice.
Yeah.
Because, hey, I mean, you just get tired of hearing that stuff. You automatically assume somebody's going to come at you with something negative.
But they're in the public eye, too. I mean, they want their album sold, so they do have, you know, an obligation.
You have to be responsible, too.
I mean, look at Britney Spears letting her kid, you know, with her kid in her lap. I mean, you saw that, right?
Tabloid addicts here. I'm sorry, I am.
Well, you know, the thing is,
you paid that much money to do something that a lot of people can do and don't get paid that much money. It's kind of like a trade-off, I guess, because either you're in the public eye and you make the millions of dollars, or you're not in the public eye and you make crap. I was in acting school for 2 years, and I kind of learned that just from people who were in my class who already had managers and everything, who had agents. I'm like, it's a really big, crappy business to be in, and I kind of quit.
I always love to bring it up. My mom hates him, but I love to bring up Eminem because he writes it perfectly. He says,
oh,
you know, I'm thankful for every fan that I get, but I can't take a shit, you know, and it's exactly true. It's like people want so much to be a part of his life, but it's like, give me a break. Let me have some space. I really do appreciate you, but you know, give me a minute. And you know, even on a very, very small level, I have people that write, you know, an email to me. And if I'm having a bad day, I might not respond. Or if, you know, I don't know how to respond to it, I might not. And then I'll get another email. How come you never responded to me? How come, you know, you obviously, you know, don't care. And
wow.
It's, that's hard. Yeah.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
That's a challenge. I think I should just start right off the bat not responding to anyone.
Oh my!
I don't want to spoil it. You know, I don't want to just get anyone spoiled.
Well, there are going to be people that fall through the cracks. It's like no matter how much I want to cover everybody, and I really do, I really want to cover everybody. There are just going to be people that fall through the cracks. That you know, there's so many. I mean, maybe on a particular day I get more emails than a different day, and so maybe on a lighter day somebody will get more, you know, attention or one-on-one time from me. Yeah, it'll just all depend. So.
Yeah, unfortunately with me, on my face, since I go on so much, I check my email there a lot before, or the friends that use my email, they have to wait.
Let me ask you something. You get more of your emails through MySpace than through your regular email, right?
Yeah.
Isn't that weird? It's like, I have to remind myself to check my other emails because it's like everybody knows that they can get, you know, everybody gets through to me through MySpace.
Well,
you know, I have friends that have my phone number, and they will send me an email on MySpace before they call me. And it's like, why didn't you just call me?
What, you're plugged in, like, constantly?
My computer is, like, always running. But, yeah, you know, because everything's going on, a lot of people assume I'm always online.
Yeah.
The computer is always running, but I'll stop at the computer for 5 minutes, and then I'll get up and I'll run away and I'll do something else, which is why I hate instant messaging, and people always ask to instant message me. And it's like, I can't respond right away because I might respond and then walk away and go do something else, and, you know, I just get scatterbrained.
My phone is no good, but what are you looking for from Zara? I mean, you read her blog. What do you like to read about? Like, what gets you excited? Like, what topics and what stuff? And
I remember when describing her to my mother, I actually described her as if Dave Barry and Ellen DeGeneres got together and wrote a column for Cosmopolitan. And I know that sounds really stupid, but
that's flattering. No, that's really flattering.
That's okay.
And Ellen DeGeneres, who writes for Cosmo.
But really, it's a lot more funny and witty without sounding stupid. And that's something that's really hard to do. Sex articles a lot just because, as you know, it's more honest than a lot of the stuff you do read.
Well, I think the problem is in when you're writing for a magazine, you might have certain barriers that you can't cross. They say, well, you can only keep it this long, or you can't use language, or you can't say that because it might offend somebody. Whereas when you're doing a blog, you can write whatever you want. And, you know, I don't mind if I offend a few people, and I have offended people in the past.
Yeah.
And that, you know, that's fine.
The only thing
as long
really
as people are respectful, I don't mind.
Yeah. The only thing I really did never get to was building friction, just because it was such a long story. I read the first chapter and was like, and then I realized this is going to go on for a long time. I accelerate that one, like,
And what was really probably one of the most interesting things about Building Friction is that most of the characters are based on my friends. And so, and based on people that I know. It was written for, you know, one guy in particular that I talked to, and it was my way of kind of communicating what was going on between me and him. And so he used to read it and say, wow, you know, I'm reading these comments and people are making these assumptions on the character, and it's, how do I take it when I know that the character is based on me? I actually upset one of my friends because one of the lines that I used in that story, he came to me later and he's like, don't ever use that again. I'm like, but it's fiction. Yeah, but it's something I really said to you, and I don't want people knowing that. And it's like, you know, it really bothered him because I.
But that happens all the time with writers, right? I mean, writers always, you know, in fiction, writers are using actual circumstances and people, and many times.
That's the best way to do it. Is the reason why that story was really easy for me to write. I did a prior story which turned off a lot of people, and what happened was I got more or less the equivalent of my writer's block. I got where I felt like I didn't have anything to say. I couldn't write on social commentary, which is what I generally do. And so what I started doing was I can always write fiction. And so I just started writing fiction, and it started off, it was The Dawn of Darkness was my first story that I did. And I didn't even have a title for it. For like the first like 15 chapters, I didn't have a title for it. And it got where it started off being kind of like, maybe it's going to be a love story, but I didn't plan that story at all. I was just, you know, every night I would write the next chapter and post it the next day. And it got where it turned into an S&M story, and then it turned into a murder story, and then it got just really, because I was going through a lot of personal stuff at the time. And there were people that really loved it, and there were people that were like, this is disgusting. I can't believe you're writing this. This is so disgusting. And it was funny that I could say, dicks, assholes, blowjobs, I could say all of this, but somehow when I start writing a story that's a fictional story that's not based on anybody, people are saying, this is disgusting. How can you write it? I was like, you've got to be kidding me, right?
Yeah. Well, it's kind of like, consider this. Have you ever read the Sleeping Beauty trilogy by Anne Rice?
No.
It sounds like something you might like, but really, in a way, how you describe that as, I tend to stick to your blogs, and not to fiction, kind of sounds like it. It was a retelling of Sleeping Beauty with lots and lots of bondage, but the thing is, what I'm imagining now is something slightly similar to that, but without the pretty words.
When I wrote The Dawn of Darkness, I wasn't writing anything else, and it was just the story, and I lost a lot of readers. I lost a lot of people that just were like, is this all you're going to write? And it was like, I don't have the inspiration to write the other stuff. So I lost a lot of people during that time because they just, you know, maybe they just don't want to stick with me. When I did Building Friction, it actually took a lot out of me because I was doing both. I was writing the blogs, and I was also posting a chapter. So I was posting twice a day where I was posting each thing. And there were people that were more into the story than into the regular blogs, and people that are more into the regular blogs than the story. And then it was like, hurry up and give me another chapter, or and it was just like, I felt like I was telling myself.
Did you publish the book? I mean, actually,
It would be nice to be published at one point, but no, it was written for me.
Okay.
Anytime I write fiction, as much as I really do enjoy the comments and the feedback that I get from it, fiction is always written for myself and myself alone. And so it's like, if anybody else gets anything out of it, that's great. But my fiction is a way to kind of express maybe some things that are going on in my head that I can't even write about in a, you know, regular blog. So,
yeah. Whitney, I write fiction, but I'm very shy with my writing because I always feel like it's not good enough. You know how the artists are like, they have the most beautiful artwork, but they're like, oh, my God, I messed up on this and this. And they nitpick at it like hell. I hate it.
I absolutely do that. I do that every single time.
But
I scan, I reread, I sit there. My mom's an English teacher, and even when I write about blowjobs, I read the articles to my mom. And my mom will sit there, and I have probably one of the greatest, most open-minded mothers as far as, like, she doesn't mind subject matter. She will tell me, this is what you need to fix, or this is what's bad in your grammar, or you're missing this, or you're missing that. And so I've been very fortunate with that.
I grew up with grammar freak parents, so, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Hey, when I was out of school, I had to do book reports for my mom.
I'm 14 now, and my basic goal is to write a book by the time I'm 21, and that's like my goal in life.
Stick with it. It absolutely can be done. And you know what? If there's one person that doesn't like it, there's going to be 4 others, 10 others, or, you know, 500 others that are going to enjoy it. And that's what really is the balance. Is you know what happens to us, and I know it happens to you because it happens to me, is that you can have 500 comments where people tell you that it's something fantastic. It's the one that questions it that crumbles you. Absolutely wrecks you. You're like, you know, it. All it takes is one. And we always pay attention more to the negative stuff than we do to the other stuff.
And since I don't get to make comments on my blogs in general because I have, like, 4 readers, I have another blog that I'm starting out, but that's not on my space because it's more something I don't want my friends reading just because. And really, it's like, I get maybe 1 comment, and if I'm lucky, and they're usually negative comments because you're more likely to say the negative than the positive if all you have to do is type it out.
Yeah. Can I recommend something, though? I really want to enforce this, and this is one of the things that I learned just by letting it all hang out. Post the stuff for your friends. Even the stuff that you think you want to keep from your friends, post it anyway. Because no matter what, when you do it, it should be for you. And if they like it, they like it. And if they don't, they don't. But if they like it, at least you have some validation there. And
the main thing is that they mentioned my age. And some of my friends, I'm very secretive with my age. Not a lot of people know it. And that's how I try to keep it. And that's the main reason. So, like, if I have a friend who, like, already told me it, I'm going to direct them to the blog. But, yeah, that's basically how I am.
Yeah, I always tell people let it all hang out unless it's going to affect your work. And I know there are people in professional jobs that they are saying things that they do not want to get back to their employers. And I can completely understand that. I mean, I kind of walk a thin line with that too. I keep what I do in my personal life very private from what I do in my professional life. The families, I have very close contact with the families of my consumers, and I don't know how they would take it if they saw that I was writing stuff about blowjobs, you know? And so I don't bring it up. And there was somebody that offered to make, you know, one of those die-cast stickers. And somebody was like, oh, I'll make a die-cast sticker for your website, and you can stick it on your car, and then, you know, if people are driving, they can see it. And I'm like, no, because that means my work will see it, and then my work might check it out.
And you don't want
so it's
that.
Like, well,
it's you though, you know. Look,
yeah,
you
it is.
Know.
It
you're
is me
man.
Though, and if they want to see it, if they want to see it, they can. You know, my boss has even asked, and I have one of the best bosses. I want to say right now, Stan Real is the absolute best boss out there in the world. He really is, and has been very supportive. And he's a big movie fan, and so I write movie reviews for JoeBlow.com as well. I write for a column called The Bottom Shelf, and so you know, he was like, oh wow, you're writing for a movie site. I'm like, yeah, and I gave him the link to it, and so I know that my boss reads that every week. So every Thursday, let me plug that real quick. Every Thursday, check out JoeBlow.com. That's JoeBlow.com, and go to The Bottom Shelf, and those are the reviews that I do there. And that's something, you know, for everyone. I think that no matter what, you know, has an audience, that's an audience for everyone, because you know, everybody wants a new movie that they can watch.
So, caller, I'm sorry, your name again?
Arashi. No one ever remembers it, don't worry.
All right, maybe you have a cold?
I do.
Do you have a cold?
Pardon?
Do you have like a cold or something? Because I don't know, maybe you
I had a cold,
okay.
So unfortunately.
That's probably, I wouldn't worry. And by the way, I want you to know something. I'm the CEO, this is my company, Blog Book Radio. I created this platform, and I actually have a blog. You can find it from blogbookradio.com on the bottom, the link. And I never have anyone comment on my blog entry, so don't worry about that. You do it for yourself. You're writing the blog for yourself.
Sarah
happens to have a big audience, and she's worked hard at and cultivated over the years, and they come to
over the months,
over the months or whatever they appreciate.
Yeah, it's
it.
Like year, it's years and in internet
years
time.
And effort, and it's. But I have no readers, and it bothers me a little. Like, hey, how come no one comments on mine? So I'll make you a deal. You comment on my blog, and I'll comment on yours. At least I'm one reader, okay?
Yeah. Okay.
All right. Have a good night.
Reciprocation.
Yeah, my blog's on a different blog site than MySpace, so yeah, I don't know how to send it. But
well, you just go to my blog on blogtalkradio.com, and you post, and I'll post. We'll at least each have one comment. Thanks for calling. Bye.
Arashi, thank you so much for calling.
That was nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's real nice. I don't know, is she 12 or maybe a little older?
Well, she said by the time she's 21, you know, she's very intelligent, and I remember some of the comments that she's made. I get such a kick out of it when I see a younger generation. You know, I don't consider myself to be that older, but you know, when I get 16-year-olds, a lot. I actually have quite a few that read me, and a lot of times they'll preface their comments by saying, "I know I'm only 16 years old," and then they'll go on to say something extremely profound and really self-aware, and it's like. It thrills me to know and to see that it's not just a generation of illiterates out there. There are some really, really intelligent, you know, I hesitate to call them kids, young people that are out there. It's so encouraging.
Yeah, it's amazing.
No.
First of all, I'm sure they look up to you because you're very well spoken and you're very honest and you come you say what's on your mind, and I could tell, and we've had a conversation now for a bit, and you just, and I could see, and particularly girls, young girls look up to you and rely on that, and you know, they may not be getting it from their parents, of course, or the mom or dad who don't get it. And
a lot of the problem is that we automatically assume that all young people are stupid or they don't have anything to say, which is why it hurts me when I see them, when they say, I know why I'm only 16, but, and it's like, just because you're 16 doesn't mean that you don't have something to say. When I was 16, I was running an underground newspaper because I didn't like the newspaper at my high school, and I didn't like how it was all the popular kids, to the point where by the time I was a senior, they were begging me to come work on their newspaper because my underground newspaper was more read than the school newspaper. So it was, you know, 16-year-olds, you know what, they definitely have something to say. As long as, you know, you can put a few sentences together, the perspective of younger people is just as important as those who haven't lived as long. It's important to listen to everyone.
Yeah, I agree. And what they're getting exposed to, I mean, look, I'm 47, so I'm much older, and
that's not that old.
It's not that old, okay. But, you know, I color the hair on my host channel. Much but, you know, how could a guy who runs this platform be old? You know, I could put some with pimples there or something.
I've had a problem with it, and a lot of times I actually, there are people that knock me a lot because it says very clearly on my profile I'm lying about my age, and I have my age set to 27, but I am 31. And, you know, there's something about it when you hit that next, you know, decade that somehow I felt like, well, if I do start saying that I'm 31, am I less approachable to teenagers? And I don't want that to be the case.
And why do you, and you keep it 27 because you don't want to be less approachable?
Long arrow, man. There's such a long story. I decided to say that I was 27 because it was just, there were a lot of things going on in my personal life, and I was like, I'm going to create an alternate, you know, personality, and I still be me, and yet somehow, you know, be 27. And I started more or less lying to a friend of mine, and then it became difficult to walk away from the fact that I was lying about my age. So when I finally came clean with him, and I said, you know, I'm not really 27, I'm a little bit older than that, he said, well, you know, it bugs me that you felt like you couldn't tell me, but I'm okay with it. And once he was okay with it, then it's just kind of like, it's a novelty thing. And so it says, yeah, it clearly states in my profile, I'm lying about my age, you know, and I don't think of it as being that big of a deal now. And I think everyone has kind of picked up on the fact that I am lying about my age because, you know, maybe age isn't that important. So it really isn't important if you're 16 or you're 27 or you're 31. It's more about what you have to say.
Right.
So.
Well, I'm going to change my age to 27 too. Then.
Absolutely. It's the internet. You can do whatever
you
want.
It's like a 2.0 company. What am I doing? I'm going to be 27. I'm taking over. It's going to be like a whole revelation.
Absolutely. There should be. I think everybody that's an awesome Zara fan should just change their age to 27 right now.
They'll be in the awesome group, right?
We will just all be 27-year-olds.
Right, that's right. Or younger.
Or younger, no, whatever
you guys
want. You can
be younger than 27. You just can't be older than it.
You know, I one of the things that I did was whenever I started talking to somebody, if I started talking to them seriously outside of emails, I said, you know, I want to tell you I'm not 27, I'm 31. And I would instantly come, you know, if anybody asked me what my age was, I would tell them, they emailed me, I would tell them what my age is. It's not that I'm ashamed of the age. It's just, it's a kitschy thing. It's just something I happen to have stuck on my profile, and I'm sticking with it just like I'm sticking with the awesome. So.
Well, cool. I'm glad you're sticking with it. And I hope you're sticking with Blog Talk Radio. I'd like you to do that. We got another call, actually, so let's take that. I extended
Absolutely.
The show a bit. I'm empowered to do so, as long as you don't have anywhere to go. Hold on a second.
Yeah, I'm fine.
Okay. Hi, you're on Blog Talk Radio. Hello?
Hello.
Yeah, hi.
Hello.
Who am I speaking?
Hey, how you doing? This is Ronald.
Hey, Ronald.
Hey, how you doing, Zara? Sorry, I know you want your name pronounced properly, Zara. I'm an avid reader of yours, and I have met you through MySpace. I've only posted a few times on your blog. I'm not a big writer, but I've just started my own show. You brought me to this place, and I want to thank you. And I don't think age matters at all. I think everybody lies. And I have a little group, as a matter of fact, that says, you know, everybody lies effortlessly and comfortably. everybody lies. I mean, that everybody on the internet, that's what they do.
Yeah.
And
you have the opportunity to. So.
Yeah, you do. I don't myself. I mean, I'm on here and I just started blogging myself, and most of the time I, you know, put my music up there. I like to record, and this here, what you guys have introduced me to, is like, opened so many windows for me, because.
Absolutely.
It does, and this is a wonderful medium.
With Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, thank
you. I've always wanted to have my own radio show.
Well, there you go.
And this is like new to me, and I actually I just started last Friday after reading your blog, and I was like, I checked it out, and I was like, wow, this thing is actually cool.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
And thanks for asking.
I want some competition. Yeah.
Hey,
come on, take number one spot from me. I dare you.
Competition, that's for sure. Ponyboy is on now, by the way.
Oh, she's great.
She is great. Ponyboy.
She is fantastic.
Great. But one of the things you're like is that we have pretty soon the ability to upload files, so you can play some of your music
not through the phone. That would be awesome.
Yeah,
that's one of the things we're working on.
I've
put links up in my blog. I've put links to like things that I record with my friends. And that's what I have. I've always been behind the scenes, you know. I do all the technical things. I do all the.
Now it's your time to shine, man.
Yeah,
and
it
honesty,
is. And it's awesome.
Blog Talk Radio. It's,
it's awesome. That's right. That's the word of the day.
Awesome. It's awesome.
It is. It is.
I'm gonna put that on my. You know what? I think now I'm not only.
You're awesome,
my,
Alan.
Awesome, Alan, and I'm 27.
There you go.
And I want to put right on the Blog Talk Radio on the logo. I want instead of beta, I'll put awesome.
Yeah, there you go.
After we move out of the beta stage, I think we're going to have to adopt this thing.
Yeah.
Well, I wanted to thank you guys and keep it going.
Thank you.
Ronald, thank you so much.
And you guys take it easy.
Thanks for calling, and good luck on Blog Talk Radio.
All right, thanks.
Great. Yeah,
I'm telling
really cool.
you, man, it's just it's absolutely going to blow up. The minute you can start having people that can upload their music, it's just going to blow
that's
up.
Gonna be
my friend Seth, who called on yesterday's show, is actually he's a parody singer. He's kind of like a cross between Weird Al and Stephen Lynch, and his stuff is hilarious.
Yeah.
And I you know, once he saw that what I was doing, he's like, hey, you know, I was like, yeah, seriously, you need to get your stuff out there. Not only does he do that, he also writes, produces, stars in his own movies that he does. He's one of those people that it's like all he needs to do is get his name out there. I guarantee you that everyone will know who Seth Martin is at least, you know, 10 years from now, he's going to be huge, if not sooner than that.
Well, maybe what we'll do is we'll get him on, let him set up a show on Blog Talk Radio, and then maybe he'll come on as a guest on my show or something. Or you put him on a guest on yours, you're going to get a ton of traffic on your shows.
Absolutely.
You're going to get – your shows, I mean, you've probably gotten thousands of downloads already, okay? I mean, we haven't posted the RSS feed downloads to the segment archives. So I knew you had a legitimate, like, 600, 700, hundreds and hundreds just of MP3 downloads. But
that's
the
awesome.
RSS subscription downloads, I mean, you're going to have about – In like a month, 2 months, as we're getting more and more people coming onto Blog Talk Radio, thousands and thousands of downloads. I'm interviewing Ariane Huffington, actually.
I heard about that, yeah.
So
that's
going to
be
a really cool thing, and that's going to happen in November, and I'm looking forward to it. So, but I think what I suggest you do is maybe just create another show, just set a date within the next week, and then you could always change the time or change the date. But at least you can do it and post it, and you'll be on the featured shows on the homepage.
Absolutely.
So that'll be good.
I love it. I think it's great.
It's empowering.
I really do.
It's empowering.
I prefer to talk to people. You know, like I said, it's just the inflection carries so much more, and just as much as people, you know, want to interact with me or are curious as to what I sound like, I'm curious to what my readers sound like.
Right.
There are people that have been reading me for months, and it's like, it legitimately, you know, it's like, wow, you're a real person. It humanizes them the minute you can hear their voice. It's astounding. It's just really great.
Well, I'm glad you like it. I'm glad that you're, you know, you promote it and get it out there on Blog Talk. I mean, on MySpace, I'm trying to get it on Facebook somehow. I know it's not as easy to get it there, but it's perfect. I mean, for college kids who want to collaborate, I'm just give you one example. I have a 13-year-old girl. She came and she had to do a homework assignment about a book, Face on the Milk Carton, by Carolyn, I forgot her name, Cooney or something. So I said, hey, let's set up a page. Then she had to interview one of the characters from the book. I said, let's set up Blog Talk Radio. So she set up a page, and she posted her picture. She recorded a three-minute speech interview, and my wife did the other interview, and then she's going to go to school tomorrow, and she's going to play this thing on Blog Talk Radio in her classroom.
That's awesome.
It's unbelievable.
That's so awesome.
Or a
it's...
college. What about a college who, a large class, you know, I went to Boston University. We had classes with 400 or 500 people. How
live? I actually had a reader come to me not too long ago, and I hope she forgives me for not remembering her name, but she actually, she emailed me, and she said, I'm in a philosophy class, and she said, you know, I've been reading your stuff for a long time, and I was wondering if it would be okay with you if I printed some of, you know, your stuff out as well as the comments, and I said, well, sure, and she took it into class, and she says, oh, you're going to get a bunch of readers. They were all sitting there going, we need her in class. We need,
really,
you know,
right.
So
cool.
And it's like, wow, you
you're
know, and so if you have the, if you have the radio, you know, version, you can hear people.
Well,
then,
you can stream it. Well, first of all, well, we got another call at 806. You're on.
Hi, Zara. It's Annette.
Hey, Annette.
How are you doing?
I'm good. How are you doing?
I'm pretty.
Are you going to be you? You were saying that you were thinking about doing your own show. Are you really going to do that?
Yeah, Friday night at 10:30 Central Time.
Awesome.
Great.
That's fantastic.
It's called Tarot by Annette. I'll be doing live tarot card readings.
Oh, excellent.
Oh, I'm going to need that.
Well, then
don't you need visuals?
Sure. I want to say right now, Annette gave me my very first call. She gave me my pity call because I wasn't getting anybody calling in. Yeah.
Yeah, I did.
How's your sister doing, by the way?
She's great. She's doing wonderful.
That's great.
Sure,
that's
her hair is growing back in, and her ears are healing up nicely. And
just so that in case anybody doesn't remember, I actually did a piece on cancer and my opinions on cancer, and one of the blogs that I linked was a blog that Annette had written about her sister and Frank and Booby.
Yeah,
and
Frank and
was
Booby.
Just, you know, it's really important to hear different perspectives, and that was her perspective, is having a sister that was going through breast cancer, and it was her perspective as a sister and seeing what her sister went through and really being able to respect her strengths. And as much as, you know, I had my opinion on how I feel about cancer, I also need to hear those things, just like I think everybody needs to hear. You need to hear different perspectives, and it's what makes us form a really good, you know, solid opinion of on how we feel about things.
It's really important, and it made all of us realize, you know, how much we loved each other and how much we cared for each other, and to take better care of ourselves, because the other day, my sister is so proud of me. I went and had my very first mammogram. I'm 44. I've never had one before. But talk about feeling folded, spindled, and mutilated by the time
they get through. Yeah, we don't have to do that. They don't take our testicles and put them in some.
Yeah, but they do stick fingers in some mighty, you know, uncomfortable places. So.
That's true. We got our prostrates. That's true.
Yeah.
But the reason I called was that you were talking about your age a little while ago and how you're lying about your age and stuff. Don't even worry about that, because, you know, my father has been 29 years old for 49 years now. So,
you know, and that's what strikes me, is that there are people on MySpace right now that have their ages listed at 99, or they have their ages listed at 69. Nobody says a thing about that. They're like automatically, oh, they know that that's a fake age. But I'm saying by 4 years, and not only am I saying by 4 years, but I'm admitting, you know, hey, I'm lying about my age, and I catch so much shit for it. I catch shit on a daily basis about that. Like, why would you lie? Or you must be bitter, you know? And it's like, no, it's just my favorite number. I was born on January 27th. I happen to like the number 27. It's lucky for me.
But it does. I could understand if your foundation is honesty and. You know, that you have a story behind your 27. The problem, you had the opportunity to explain it to me, right? But most people don't know it.
True.
I mean, I guess you do link it. You say, this is why I was. But, I mean, I don't think it's a major deal.
Yeah, and I do readily admit it's right on there. It says I'm lying about my age. So it's not like I'm not being honest. I'm being honest about the fact that I'm lying.
Hey, listen, 44, I got you covered by 3 years. And I'm still figuring a way to do this stuff.
At least I'm not the oldest person in the room anymore.
That's exactly right. That's exactly right. I mean, the real pity call would be somebody who was 49 who would be calling me.
Yeah.
And not only would I have a caller, but I would have someone older than me calling.
Hey, you know, I joined MySpace in February of 2005, and at the time that I joined, I remember feeling extremely old, and as the website boomed, and I'm actually in the first, like, 9 million profiles, and so I'm considered to be one of the old-timers, which is funny because I haven't even been around. You know, there are people who have been around since 2004, but now everyone's on MySpace. Moms and dads are on MySpace.
Yeah.
Grandmothers are on MySpaces. I have people that are in their 50s and 60s that read my stuff that think, you know, I'm a hoot. And it's fantastic. I have a mother, Valerie, who is, a very strong advocate for gay rights. Her son, she happens to have a gay son. And she's a very, very strong member of PFLAG, and she reads my stuff. And so I cherish that. I like that I have, you know, it's not just, you know, a certain demographic. It's not
right.
just 21 to 25-year-olds anymore. It's everyone.
But that's what
and
Block
everyone
Talk Radio.
Is on my face.
Yeah, and Block Talk Radio, I mean, the diversity, what we have here, I've got every age, every genre. It's just, it's not just MySpacers. It's, you know, it's business people, political people. I mean, everybody's using this thing. It's just, that's what's great about it, too, is the diversity.
Yeah.
I was noticing that in the forums the other day. I was looking through some of the new hosts and stuff that have posted on there, and there's like a publicity person for the Hollywood types. And
yes.
Then there's
Ida Lee's, Nahisha Rose. She lives in L.A. I got to get her on. She's amazing. She has guests on. She's great. She is. You go to her MySpace page, Ida Lee's Nahisha Rose, or if you check out her, she's on our featured show. Just check out her MySpace page from our featured show. She has a link there.
Mm-hmm.
She puts so much time and effort into her radio show. It's called On the Set. She's amazing, and she's
right.
so talented, and she's so much positive energy. I love her show, and so she helps people. She gives people 15 minutes of fame, they call it. You know, they come in, they call, they talk, and it's very interesting. So I'm glad you're doing your show. I'm looking forward to it.
Thanks. I'm real excited about it, and I'm
Sounds
scared
like a lot
to
of
death.
Fun.
Well, great.
Oh, well, don't be. You know what? You're on my show and you did great.
You'll be fine, believe me.
You've already gotten your feet wet, honey.
Yeah, exactly. There's nothing
you have awesome it. Support, too.
Yeah.
Thank you.
You'll be fine.
I appreciate it.
All right. I gotta go now. Thanks for calling.
All right. Thanks a lot.
I appreciate
Bye-bye.
It. Excellent. That's great. Oh, we could be on for hours. Hey, see, I told you, it's just like a chat. This is like a chat room, but actually talking.
Yeah.
It's really cool. So I appreciate it. I enjoyed this. We're going to have to do it again. But we have
Absolutely.
To get a little – I'm going to have to sometime call. I'm going to call to one of your shows so then we could really, like, mix it up. It's got to be a lot rowdier.
Yeah, I got to get my boxing gloves on.
No, not that. We got to get some real racy kind of dialogue going.
Bob and Weave.
Yeah, Bob and Weave. You can let it run on your show.
Yeah.
And the next show may not be entitled Let's See If This Shit Works. Why don't you do? I think I have a good. I have a better name for your title. Okay, this shit does work, and it works
yeah.
really well.
It does, doesn't it?
It does, and it's really good. So I want to thank you. And I'd like you to do
oh,
is
thank
do
you.
Set up that set up another show.
Okay.
So you'll appear on the featured page. You know, so hopefully you can. And as I said, you can always edit the time. It's fine. And put that link on your page because no one could reach your MySpace page from your host channel.
That's true.
You know?
I just automatically always use my website. But, yeah, no, I'll link it.
No, link it. And you put it in the profile. On your profile page in the host dashboard, on the bottom there's a link. You could see, check out on the sets on Nahisha's page. You could see how
okay.
she did it. You don't need a blog. Of course, she's got her own thing going on. But she has the link, and then she could profile. And if you have people that you have guests that want to sell stuff or some music or CDs or stuff, we're going to have links to Amazon and other tools available for you to promote people that have music and so on. So I appreciate you spreading the word and tell your friends and others to come to Block Talk Radio.
Absolutely. Thank you so much, Alan.
I appreciate you coming on.
Okay.
All right.
So
have
now we're drawing to a close.
What's that?
Good night. I said we're now finally drawing to a close.
We are finally drawing to. I extended the show, so I appreciate. We had some calls. They appreciated talking to you.
Yeah.
Really
I appreciated
cool.
talking to them.
Yeah.
So thank you so much, Alan. You have a great night.
All right, you too.
And bye.
Bye-bye. That was fun. And that was awesome, Zara, as everyone knows. And she's great. She's a great guest, and she's a great host on Blog Talk Radio. Thanks for joining me tonight, and it was a terrific show, and I look forward to next Tuesday night. We're doing the Pony Boy show, and that, I'm sure, is going to get a little rowdy, and I want to talk with her, and she's also a new host on Blog Talk Radio and great, doing a great job. Once again, thanks for joining us, and I'll speak to you soon. Bye.